Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Hey, this is Crystal Veda from the best production company in the world, Quartzo Studios. You're listening to my favorite boys, Zero Dark Nerdy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Zero Dark Nerdy, the world's most notorious pop culture podcast.
The filthiest of the filthy.
This is your boy, Brian, a.k.a. El Nino. And today I am joined with Ashley Smokin. Ashley, say hi to everybody out there.
Hi, everybody.
Before we get into the episode, I do want to give some big shout outs primarily to our main sponsor, Four Saints Brewery out in Asheboro, North Carolina. Great beer for great people. If you live in North Carolina or just passing through, please make sure you stop by to go see Joel and company over at Four Saints Brewing. Again, the website is foursaintsbrewing.com. Big shout out to the Believe Podcast Network. And of course, as always, F45 in Greensboro on Lawndale Drive, one of the best workouts you can imagine. So, Ashley, how are you doing today?
I'm amazing. I'm so excited to be here. I feel like a little kid, like it's my first day of school. I'm so excited.
Hey, I'm glad to have you on here. So just a little backstory. Ashley, we have a mutual friend, which you guys have all met, Haley, when we did the Zero Dark Thirsty episode. And she mentioned Ashley to me. So I started following her IG page and I was like, oh, look at this awesome chick, like smoking cigars. And we realized that we, you know, it's Greensboro. There's like 0 degrees of separation here. So we have tons of mutual friends and, you know, we just kept connecting. You were doing your live videos. I would try to jump on as many as I possibly could just to say hi. And that's what's up. So for, you know, our fans out there, and there are some questions I'll get to here in a little bit, but, you know, just kind of talk about how you got into the cigar game and decided to start a social media page about it. And then, of course, your upcoming YouTube project.
So I can attribute it all to one person. And he has no social media presence. So I won't even bother naming him, but he's a friend of mine. And we would hang out and we both drank bourbon together and hung out and all this stuff. And he had started smoking cigars. And so for maybe like a year, he was like, you should try cigars. You would like it a lot. And I was like, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to smoke. I grew up with a mom who smoked cigarettes. And I always viewed tobacco, which is a way that a lot of people view tobacco, is one general class.
Right.
So I was like, that's kind of gross. I don't want to do that. And then we went, this guy and I went to a cigar rolling class.
Okay.
That was hosted by a woman who owns a lounge in Winston-Salem. So shout out to Top Leaf Cigar Lounge, Bethany, you started it all. So she brought back this tobacco from, I want to say Nicaragua, maybe. I can't remember.
Okay.
She taught us how to roll a cigar and everything. And it was pretty cool. So it was like sangria, hors d'oeuvres, and cigars. Okay. And then we lit up the cigars and smoked them. And I was like, holy crap.
What have I been missing out on?
This is pretty cool. And like, I finished the whole thing and like, not once did I get queasy and I just really enjoyed it. So a couple weeks later, I went back to the cigar lounge that she owns and I bought, it's called, it's by Southern Draw. And okay. It's called the Rose of Sharon. So it's this cute, I think it's a Connecticut wrapper with this band that has a pink rose on it.
Okay.
And I went to check out and the guy that was checking me out at the cash register said, did you pick the cigar because it has a pink flower on it? And okay. At the time I was like, God, no. Hello.
What do you think of me?
Oh, gosh. But secretly I was like, oh, he read me so well. So I smoked that and I started really like picking up, you know, every couple of weeks a cigar.
Okay.
And the same friend that told me to smoke cigars, he told me, he doesn't have social media, but I think he like was looking up cigar stuff and he stumbled across Instagram. Mm-hmm. And he told me, he was like, there aren't very many women smoking cigars, like posting reviews right. on Instagram. You should do it. And I said, hell no, I'm not doing that. Because what if I post them and the people are like, who is this little girl? Who does she think she is? And then COVID happened and I had nothing to do. I got laid off. So I had all this free time and I was just smoking more cigars in my free time. And I ended up building up this collection and I took a chance. I don't know why it was so outside of my comfort zone to post cigar selfies, but I did. And it took off.
Yeah.
nowhere, like never in my whole life of having social, I grew up in the age of having social media.
Yeah.
So never in my life of having social media had I experienced anything so crazy. It just blew up. And so it's been about a year and a half on my cigar journey. I have 10,000 followers, a little over 10,000. And I never, if you would have asked me a year ago, I would have never, ever, ever, ever thought I'd be like, I'm going to say where I am now. That's so cliche. I'm not anywhere right now.
Right.
I just take selfies and put them on Instagram and do cigar reviews. But it's so crazy because some of the opportunities that have come from Instagram, something so, it's like vain.
I don't want to say vain, but
it is.
It's okay. Hey, I applaud you for being one of the few women that have ever said that. So
Instagram is so vain.
It can be. It can be.
And but the only thing, the most I can do is try and not be as vapid as a lot of the people I see on Instagram.
Right.
And I just try to stay genuine and keep the actual, the history of cigars alive in my. So I like will do these posts once in a while where I study the history behind a cigar and why it's named a certain way or whatever. And I try to keep that there. And then I try to do reviews every once in a while, but it's really hard for me because I find that anytime I'm smoking a cigar, I don't necessarily want to take a selfie.
Right.
And that's where I'll go like weeks without posting.
Yeah.
And it's not because I'm not smoking. I just don't think about it.
Right. Right.
That's not at the forefront of my mind.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I fall off a little bit and I could do better. And I know I could do better. Mm. And then I started beating myself up.
Right.
So I was looking today and I was like, oh my God, I haven't posted since July 23rd or whatever. It was like 2 weeks from today. How hard is it to take a selfie?
Right. But I mean, I am glad that you said that, even though I was like, cause it was more like, cause you know, the female audience out there or whatever it may be. Yeah. I get self-conscious about the podcast because to me, it's not about me. It's about everyone on it. And, you know, especially our guests and hosts. So I'm not a big selfie person, but I've realized the more that we do the podcast, you actually get more response from doing the selfies and the fact that you and I are very similar because we do it genuinely. We're not doing it as like, look at me, like we're supporting what we love and enjoy doing. And we just happen to take pictures at the same time doing it. So it's not like, oh, well, here's me in my bikini 500 million times.
Right. Exactly.
You know, it's here smoking this dope ass cigar. I'm going to give the company a shout out and here it goes.
Yep. And it, I don't know. It's just, if I think about it, I do it.
Yeah.
Now there are times where I have to do it because I'm contractually obligated to do it. But before this, I was never a selfie person.
Yeah.
Like if I had an Instagram, it was pictures of my dog and pictures of food and like drinks.
Right.
But it was never me. So this is a whole new, and people are like, social media is not a job. I know it's not like a conventional, I have a full-time job.
Right.
It's so different.
Yeah.
It's more like, I think mentally,
I
have to remember, oh my God, let me do my hair before I smoke the cigar because I'm going to have to take a picture. I don't know. It's extra effort that I struggle with sometimes.
I love it. And I mean, yeah, you nailed it right on the head because the same thing with me. I'm not a big selfie guy. Mine are like memes, funny stuff, my dog, girlfriend, family, and then once in a blue moon, I'll be like, I really like this shirt. I just want you to see the shirt. Yes. I don't want you to see me. You know, I'll wear a mask if you want me to, but I just want to like shout out, like for instance, for those of you watching the video, rest in peace, DMX, big shout out to Christo Cat, the website, ChristoCat.com, and that's Christo with a C. So yeah, we're not attention, not trying to get the attention, but at the same time though, we are contractually obligated to do some things and go from there. So speaking of which, that is one of the big questions that we got is as far as like your affiliations and your brand ambassadorship, what are some of the ones that you follow? Especially, I think you also get a, like a, not a mystery box, but like a cigar box, you know, talk a little bit about that.
So Luxury Cigar Club was my first ever sponsor. So I would get free product all the time and people would be like, hey, can you post about this? And I did that for 9 months, maybe getting no type of reciprocation out of it.
Okay.
Just because I was so excited and gung-ho to get these free products and like, you know, whatever, get some recognition.
Yeah.
And so Luxury Cigar Club was sending me stuff and I was posting. And there's actually, so it's a guy named Daniel Pritchie.
Okay.
He is a local pastor.
Okay.
Super cool. I've met him through Havana Phils. He's the one who reached out to me and said, hey, your posts have made me want to buy a Luxury Cigar Club subscription. Do you have an affiliate code? So I said, no, hold on. Let me ask.
Yeah.
So I'm reaching out to my guy. I have a guy who's like a social media manager, okay. I guess.
God, I need one of those.
And I reach out to him. I'm like, hey, can I get an affiliate code real quick? And he messages back and says, they don't do affiliate codes.
Okay.
How about we do maybe a sponsorship? How much do you want a month?
Yeah.
And so I reach back. And I at this point, I was doing 3 posts for them a month. So I gave a number and it was so low, yeah. But it was like my first sponsorship.
Sure.
So, and I was pretty new at Instagram at this point. So you reach back and I can't remember exactly how it went. He came back and he was like, no, not that number. How about this number? And it was double what I asked for.
Love that.
And I was like, holy crap. Yes. Right. He was like, the only thing is you have to sign a contract.
Sure.
Which I was so excited. I was like, I don't even care. I'll sign whatever. NDA, yeah. Contract, whatever.
Yeah.
So I started working with them and they have become my favorite. There are so many brands, cigar sure. brands. They have become my favorite organization. And I know that they started by accident, not by accident, but during COVID, they started shipping cigars out.
Okay.
And they didn't foresee how much business they would get. So sure. It took off.
Yeah.
So they're kicking ass doing that. And it turned into this huge, like so many people subscribe to them and they're amazing. The guys that run it are amazing. Mm-hmm. You could tell they actually take pride in what they're doing.
Yeah.
Versus there are these other cigar subscription companies that it's so easy to tell they have, it's more so a money making.
Right. It's not personal. You don't right. have that person to person touch.
They just yeah. want to make money right. and that's it. And then that works for some people who sure. like aren't as passionate about cigars because they're just happy to smoke whatever.
Right.
Luxury Cigar Club builds these relationships with manufacturers.
Okay.
And they can get some stuff that it's so hard to find. Like you went to Florida
mm-hmm.
And I asked you to look for the Atabay.
Yep. I did.
It's hard to find. Yep. It's so hard to find. The only people I've ever had that could find it for me are the guys at Luxury Cigar Club.
Wow.
And they're the only reason why I've been able to smoke that cigar. Yeah. And like, so I've been fiending for it, looking for it everywhere and it's nowhere.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It's life changing. So the cool thing about them is they don't send the same cigars every month. It's sure. something different.
Okay.
All the time. So they've given me cigars that like, if they hadn't sent it to me, I would have no idea who it is because it's not all big name brands. There are more boutique brands yeah. that they send too, which is yeah. really cool.
So for anyone interested in, signing up for this, what's the best way for them to do that?
Go to my Instagram. I tag them okay. in any post. I post about them a lot. I mean, I'm only required to post about them 3 times a month.
Sure.
I really support them and I love what they're doing. So yeah. I post them all the time.
Yeah.
Their Instagram is Luxury Cigar Club. There was a time where someone was trying to like pose as them. And made like a fake Luxury Cigar Club account.
God.
But I think that got handled. That's so crazy to me. You know, it's crazy. If someone messaged me the other day. Someone was using my picture and asking for money. Yeah.
Jeez. You were on a whole other level of celebrity. Nobody's ever tried to use my picture yet.
I
have to ask you too, because we only have like 1,500 followers, whatever. You're in the tens of thousands. How many of the promote this on blah, 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 do you get? Because, you know, us at 1,500, we get at least 10 to 12 I have to delete. So I can only imagine being in the 10,000 club. Mm. It's probably at least 20 to 30 per post.
It's a lot. I don't think it's 20 to 30. It's maybe like 10 per post.
Okay.
And I try to block those accounts. I yeah. can't comment anymore. So right now, I don't think I got any today. I posted today. I don't think anything came up.
Good.
But also I don't read my comments. I try to be as interactive in my comments as I can, but I didn't get to today.
Well, I mean, speaking of comments, and we had this conversation at Havana Phil's, which we will get to here in a little bit, about the trolls out there. We all unfortunately have to deal with them. And you know, the one that you always post and that I always see is inhale.
Oh,
so you know, I want this like to be your kind of platform to talk about that, but also too, because you know that kind of is the next part of it for people starting off that have been interested in smoking cigars. But you know, the biggest fear, and that was the most comments that we got, is I don't want to look stupid. I get it. You know what I mean? I didn't want to look stupid when I first started a podcast, but I mean, it just happens. People just need to kind of take the leap, but obviously they want to get some advice in there. So I guess two-part question, the trolls. And then for people starting off, what do you kind of recommend for them?
As far as the trolls go, I'm fortunate to have as many followers as I do and get as little trolling as I do. So, yeah. I mean, I had a guy tell me he hopes I get cancer and die.
Jesus.
And what's really funny is his name was on his Instagram. So I went to his Facebook and I found out his brother had cancer.
Oh my God.
And so I was like, dude, why would you? I messaged him and I was like, I'm sorry you're dealing with this in your family, but this isn't cool.
Right.
I know you're projecting onto me.
Right.
Whatever. He blocked me, but whatever.
That's a troll thing to do.
And then it was recently, I think it was a video I posted, and these kids, I'm going to say these Gen Zers, it's going to make me sound old, but like, they don't know any better.
Yeah.
They're like, one of them like cussed at me. He was like, in hell.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Called me a derogatory name. And then a couple other people, someone was like, you're disgusting for promoting cancer. And then someone else was like, you need to end hell. And then one of them, he wasn't even speaking in coherent sentences. I read the word in hell,
uh-huh.
But the rest of it was just, I didn't even know what to say. Right. And I try not to respond to those guys, but that day was, those guys were funny that day. So I responded and it wasn't anything too terrible.
No.
There was one time I had this grandma who's from Winston.
Okay.
Commented and she said, you look cheap. And
goodness, grandma, what's going on out there?
I know. Whose granny was that?
Jeez.
So she had her full name on her Instagram. So I went to Facebook and I found out she owned a muffin company or like a little bakery when she sold these muffins.
The muffin man?
So I went back to her and I said, not as cheap as your muffins.
I gotta give you the air horns on that one there. That's good. And a couple of these too.
And then she also had pictures of her granddaughter, like their names on them. They're like these little girls.
Yeah.
So I commented back and I said, not as cheap as your muffins.
Yeah.
And then I messaged her and I said, hey, you're not setting a good example for how people should talk to women.
Yeah.
Especially your granddaughters, so-and-so and so-and-so.
Right.
She blocked me.
Of course.
But yeah. And then as far as starting out with cigars, mm-hmm. I was nervous too, just because it's something so novel.
Right.
There, it's not as popular as it once was. So you don't have that many people talking about it.
Yeah.
But for me, having that conversation with the woman who, like, just her telling me about, you know, the tobacco industry and, you know, the differences between cigarettes and cigars, which there's a huge difference, which is a whole nother issue. Because the way that it's perceived by society, by non-smokers, it's all like taboo.
The same. Yeah.
But cigars are natural tobacco.
Right.
Don't have the list of chemicals. The list of chemicals on cigarettes.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Nicotine, all that.
And like the stuff that's in rat poison. That's not in cigars. And you don't inhale. Now there's always anything can cause cancer.
Right.
I'm going to say, and it's on every box of cigars that you buy. It says, you know.
We're not saying it's cancer free. There's still a risk out there, but.
So it's advertised.
Yeah.
But the chances of developing cancer from cigars versus cigarettes is way significantly less.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get started, I suggest getting a lighter bodied cigar. Really, my biggest helper was I started watching YouTube tutorials.
Okay.
So I learned about, you know, it's really safe to start with a Connecticut wrapper. So it's lighter.
Mm-hmm.
Certain sizes that work for people. I tend to smoke Robustos. That's why I started out smoking and that's why I smoke now. I'll smoke anything, but like a smaller ring gauge. And a lot of people will start smoking infused cigars.
Okay.
So an infused cigar has like natural flavoring. So there can be espresso. Macanudo just released a new espresso and cream cigar, which is actually pretty good.
Okay.
Those are good for new cigar smokers because it still has, it like softly opens you up to that natural tobacco flavoring.
Right.
With a hint of whatever, you know, the Java latte, the Java Maduro.
Mm.
It has some of that flavoring that you're already used to in your everyday life. Like you drink coffee.
Yeah.
And then it adds in the aspect of tobacco. So you can start with that. But if you don't like sweet stuff, I say just start with the Connecticut wrapper. So the J. London Gold Series is a Connecticut wrapper. They're a really great company that I work with too. They don't pay me to sponsor them. So this is not me sponsoring them, but I really do believe in their product. I like it a lot. It's really smooth.
Yeah.
But YouTube was a great, like I learned how to cut perfectly and light up perfectly from YouTube, because all these people, these different content creators have different practices.
Sure.
So some people will light up, like you roast a cigar like this, toast it. And then some guys set it aside and let sit for a second and then light up. Mm-hmm. And then some people just immediately start puffing after they toast it. And then that way you're open to different perspectives. You learn what works for you. And that's really how I started. I love when people smoke. There was one lady that came to the lounge that I work at and she had never smoked a cigar before. Mm-hmm. And I got to sit down, cut her cigar, and we like lit up together. Yeah. And like, that was one of the highlights of my whole cigar career.
Right.
Quote unquote.
Still a very young career. That was so cool.
Yeah.
Only a year in.
Yeah. But that was cool. That was one of the highlights. Like, I love teaching people new things. And I think I actually plan on doing a YouTube video on how to cut, light up a cigar for beginners.
God, let us know. We'd love to promote it. I'd love to be on it. I still consider myself a beginner.
I'm going to get you on it.
So, yeah, I'm still a beginner. And I got to say, so I went this past week to go visit her at Havana Phil's.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. And again, we'll get to Havana Phil's here in a little bit. And I really loved the gentleman with the longer hair, kind of curly-ish. You know, I was like, I want to get a cigar. And he was like, well, what do you like? And I told him, I was honest. I was like, I'm just one of those guys. Like, my parents live in Tampa. I kind of smoke whatever's in Ybor and go from there. So we had a good conversation, took me to the room, and then, picked me out.
Davidoff Late Hour.
Yes. Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah. It was good. And then he even cut it for me and everything. Mm-hmm. And he was asking my preference. I'm like, I'm just, sitting here just trying to smoke. So I'm still like, I'm not a novice or intermediate or anything. Like, I could still consider myself a beginner because I still have so much to learn from it. And I learned so much from watching you on your live videos. And who is the friend down in Florida that you have on the video with you sometimes?
Melanie.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
she's great.
And that's the thing. Like, be sure to check out Ashley and Melanie on there because it's so informative. And it's great, again, because I think the biggest kind of conception of it, and this is very similar to our, I think it was a THC episode or something like that, where people were kind of curious about it. People are always curious. And the biggest fear that a lot of people have is looking stupid. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, though, it's places like this to where I feel like Havana Phil's is like a judge-free zone because, yeah, you have your people that have been regulars there for years and years and years, but you have people coming in that are willing to learn, and the regulars and the staff are there to help teach you and not be like, ha, you're a fucking idiot. You're an idiot. So.
Yeah, no. The main reason why I didn't want to smoke cigars, it's one of my personality flaws. I hate being bad at something.
Gotcha.
So if I know I'm going to be bad at it,
yeah,
I just won't do it.
Okay. All right.
But having the lady that taught the class, I don't know what it was. I felt so, maybe it was the sangria or what. I felt relaxed enough and I genuinely enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So I think that's, and another thing is the cigar community. It seems like a very posh, male dominant industry, but it's really not like, it's still male dominant from what I see at least, but there are women who smoke cigars. It's just not as prevalent around here at least. But the guys who are in the community are so welcoming.
Yeah.
Like all education levels, all backgrounds, like none, all that goes out the door when you step into a cigar lounge.
Yeah.
And if you genuinely want to learn, you can, I promise you, you can look at the guy beside you who like knows what he's doing and ask him.
Yeah.
And probably 9 out of 10 times, he's going to show you how to cut it, show you how to light it. And he's going to sit down and talk with you.
Yeah.
And I've seen it happen hundreds of times in my experience.
Yeah.
It's so cool. And I wish like I would have been open to it sooner because that's just more relationships that I could have built.
Sure.
Over time. But.
And I mean, to me, that's one of the, I'm glad you said that as far as relationship building, because as I was in there, I was texting Ashley and some of my friends and just like, I feel like the rich person in here. Yeah. Like, I just feel good, like hanging out at a cigar lounge, because it does give off that vibe. And it's just one of those things where it's like, I'm not saying you have to like hang out with the most powerful people on the planet, but I do feel like a lot of them do hang out in cigar lounges. So
they definitely do.
But you know, at the same time though, it's just one of those things where it's like, all right, like this is a little bit like how the better half lives. So if you kind of want a little bit of insight into it, take the leap.
I'm telling you, you learn so much. Like just me working at a cigar lounge, I've met people I would never in a million years have met.
Right.
If it weren't for the cigar lounge. Right. And I'm talking like multimillionaires, business owners, CEOs, blah, 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 blah. And I had a certain perception of how people would act in that, I'm going to say class, whatever.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like a negative. Mm-hmm. I just didn't think that they would give me the time of day.
Right. As accepting as you think they would be.
Right. And these guys are regular schmegular guys that come and they just want to drink bourbon and smoke cigars. And that's it.
Yeah.
And like talk to you. It's amazing. I love it.
Love it. For those of you that responded to our Instagram post, which be sure to check out Zero Dark Nerdy on Instagram. And Ashley, what is your Instagram out there for those?
My Instagram is at Ashley Smokin. That is my YouTube handle as well.
So be sure to follow both of us. So for those of you that answered or that gave us questions today, I'm going to go down through them a little bit. You already answered a few as far as advice for beginners. The first cigar you ever smoked, which was the Rolling Class. So technically your first cigar you ever smoked, you rolled yourself, which is pretty fucking awesome. Yeah. Not a lot of people can say that. So one of the questions we got is, what is like one of your new favorite cigars?
New favorite. It's hard because I'm a creature of habit.
Love it.
So I have like 10 cigars that I stick to, different cigar I've had that I can think of. Something that I don't usually smoke was an infused cigar that I had at the lounge.
Okay.
Philip gave it to me and told me to smoke it. It was the Macanudo. It was an espresso and cream cigar. So usually I don't smoke infused sticks just because I'm not a sweet kind of person. Like I don't gravitate towards sweet things. Mm-hmm. Like when I drink, it's bourbon, beer, scotch, whatever. But that cigar was, so the thing with infused cigars, they can be overly sweet.
Okay.
So it tastes almost artificial, even though I don't think they are artificial. Mm-hmm. But that one is actually pretty good. And I think that would be a good beginner cigar.
Okay.
So the Macanudo espresso and cream cigar.
Okay. Excellent. And then another fan asked out there, if you were to have a superpower, what would it be?
So
here we go.
I think about this all the time. I don't know why.
I don't know what human doesn't.
And I never know what my superpower would be. But the more I think about it, I'm a habitually late person.
Okay.
I'm late. So there's Ashley time. Yeah. And there's regular time.
All right.
So Ashley time is about 15 minutes late.
Okay.
So teleportation.
Oh, that was mine. Anytime someone asks, I'm like, teleportation. You don't have to fly anymore. You can get to wherever you want to.
That's what I hate flying.
Yeah.
Oh, I hate driving. Like,
long distances. I really hate driving.
Especially, I don't know what it is. Greensboro's really bad.
Yeah.
With driving. And so my friend moved from Chicago and we talk about it all the time. She's like, what the hell is up with Greensboro people not knowing how to drive? And I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
It's weird because I'm from Winston. So like 30 minutes the other way. And the driving world is so different. I don't know what it is.
Night and day.
People in Greensboro drive like maniacs and like no turn signals, or they drive really slow. I don't know.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy.
No, I'm a big fan of teleportation because you don't need to fly. You don't need to do shit. Like even if you could physically fly as a superpower, why? It's still going to take you.
You can just teleport.
Right. In like an hour or two to get to Australia when I can just teleport to Australia in 2 seconds. There. Right. So very good one. Very good one right there. Especially for someone that's always late, like you admitted to.
I'm always
late. We're all guilty of it.
I'm so bad about it.
And plus on top of that, you wouldn't have a use for a car. You don't need to spend money on insurance, gas, all that shit.
It's bad because I know it's bad because my friends will tell me to be somewhere and there's always a 15 minute deficit. At least they account for it. But I will say recently I've started being on time, like making very, very, it was always a conscious effort to be on time. Sure. I don't know what it is. Something about me ADHD.
Sure. I'm right there with you.
Makes me late. So I've been making the very extra conscious effort to be on time. Mm-hmm. And the last four times that I've been on time, the other people aren't there. They're late.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, you were on time today and I was here.
So. I'm reverting back to my old ways, everybody. I'm going to just start being late again.
She back.
I'm back.
She back, people. So the next pop culture question here, what are some of your favorite celebrities or movie, TV show characters, whatever it may be, that, you know, that smoke cigars?
So I looked into this because okay. I don't keep up with celebrities per se, mm-hmm. but I was reading an article the other day and it was like 47 celebrities that smoke cigars. Okay. And I can't remember who I had it in my phone, who published it, but I picked like a top five.
All right,
perfect. From that list of 47.
Perfect.
So number one is Jeff Bridges.
Nice.
I would have never thought. Yeah, me too. I would have never thought he smoked cigar. I don't know why. So when I went to college, I took a film studies class.
Excellent.
I really thought I was going to be like a playwright or a director. It never worked out, but that is my.
You still can.
Yeah, true. I have some really good ideas up here.
There you go.
But anyway, so one of the films I had to write an essay on was The Big Lebowski.
Love it.
And that was when I was like 18 years old at the time. And I fell in love with Jeff Bridges. He's phenomenal.
Especially that character.
Oh my God. The dude. Number two, I have a list in my phone.
Oh, you're good.
Jay-Z was on there.
Oh, nice.
Jay-Z, I'm a huge rap fan. Oh, so
love it.
So he's not in my top 10 favorite rappers.
Okay.
But I think that's pretty cool. And I've seen where he gets Beyonce to smoke cigars with them too, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Ice Cube.
Love Ice Cube.
I freaking love Ice Cube.
Ice Cube. He's in my top five favorite rappers of all time.
Me too.
No.
On my way here, I was blasting N.W.A. So,
I'm glad you said that because we're going to have a hip hop episode soon. We Are definitely you? Have to have a women's opinion.
Yeah.
On that.
I'm so down. Oh my God. Yeah. I'm so down.
I got the Ice Cube Funko Pop over there. I love Ice Cube.
Me too. N.W.A. Oh, Supreme. Okay.
Yep.
Oh, Jack Nicholson.
There you go. There you go.
And I knew he smoked cigars only because at the lounge, there's a picture of him smoking a cigar.
Okay.
But I never knew how, like, if he actually smoked cigars, if it was just for a picture. So I started looking at it. I like Jack Nicholson a lot.
He's incredible.
So one of my favorite horror films, we talked about this earlier. I used mm-hmm. to be a huge horror film fan. So The Shining.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've read the book and I watched the movie and people usually say like the book is better than the movie.
Right.
Something about that movie. Oh my God. I can't even. And the next is Rihanna.
No, Riri.
So
Riri on there.
How can you not love Riri?
Yeah.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yep.
Of course. I feel like it would have been too stereotypical to put him right. on here. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yep.
Michael Jordan, of course. Yep. Michael Jordan. So I like him as an athlete and all that. Cool. I guess.
Did you meet him in person?
No, but he has this tequila brand. And this is where his cigar aficionado.
Oh, I didn't know he had a tequila brand.
So it's called Sincoro.
Okay.
So the Reposado. So it's a gold tequila.
Yeah.
Smoky like a bourbon. Slight vanilla notes. Perfect cigars.
Really?
And I know there are people who have tequila, like Kendall Jenner has a tequila brand. Right. They're like, what does that girl know about tequila? Not right. shit, probably. Right. Michael Jordan, I feel like he had a huge say in curating that tequila. Yeah. And so I had it at the lounge for the first time. And I was never, so in high school, I was a tequila girl, but that was like cheap tequila. Mm-hmm. You were blacking out and vomiting.
Unless we had rich parents, we were all drinking cheap shit in high school.
Yeah. So I was like blacking out this cheap tequila, whatever. And so it got to a point where as a bartender, people would order tequila and I'd be like holding back my gag, serving it to them like Cuervo.
Yeah.
Or El Jimador, whatever. Yeah. And so I started working at the lounge and the guy who owns the lounge is like, Ashley, have you had this tequila? And I said, ew, no, keep it away from me.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you need to try it.
Okay.
And it was the Coralejo Extra Añejo. I took a sip of it and I was like, oh my God, what have I been missing all this time? So we stopped carrying that. And we got the Sincoro by Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And I drank it. And oh my God.
It's amazing, huh?
It's mind-blowing. I need to reach out to Michael Jordan to see if I... So the ABC stores around here are sold out.
I was going to say, I've never even heard of it. And I mean, as far as closest celebrities to that, I really am a big fan of The Rock in general, but I thought he knocked it out of the park with Terramana.
I haven't had his.
Oh, it's so smooth.
Yeah.
It's so good. So good. So
I need to try it. Does he smoke cigars?
That's the thing. I don't know.
I can see it, but he wasn't on the list.
Yeah. I'm sure he has for a movie, but we'll go from there. My list is kind of all over the place. I got to say probably the first person I remember as like a kid that was a cigar smoker. You know, I grew up watching old black and white reruns of my dad. So I'd probably say first one I remember is Gomez Adams from the Adams family.
Yes. I forgot about that. Yeah. I forgot about that.
No.
Okay.
Yep. So good old Gomez. That was the first one. And then the comic books as well as, I don't think they had it obviously because it's a cartoon made to kids, but in the comic books, Wolverine, Logan, avid cigar smoker, especially in the X-Men movies. Besides that, as a child as well, the A-Team was out. So I remember Hannibal from the A-Team smoking cigars. Mm-hmm. And then they did the remake with Rampage and it was okay. And then, yeah, Schwarzenegger, Dutch, especially in Predator. And then Michael Jordan.
That's
my top five.
I almost put him on my top five. I should have taken Jay-Z out and put Michael Jordan in there.
It's all good.
I like Jay-Z.
It's all good. Yeah, love Jay-Z.
Yeah.
So in regards to like where people can find you, as far as I know, we've been leading up to what we keep saying, we're going to mention Havana Phils. So now it's time for the Havana Phils. But on top of that, you know, your live videos on IG and YouTube channel.
I don't know where to go.
That's why we do what we do.
If you find yourself in North Carolina, Havana Phils on Battleground Avenue, 1628 Battleground Avenue, test 27408. Come by. The patio is open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., I want to say. We do have private memberships. So it's a great lounge, full bar. Sometimes we host events. We have a couple of events planned for the rest of the year that people can buy tickets for.
Their website?
HavanaPhils.com, or follow Havana Phils on Instagram, or follow me on Instagram at Ashley Smokin. I post the events. If I plan on being there, I'm going to post it, advertise it, because I want people to come.
But you also have the IG Live.
I do Instagram Live. I try to do it every like Monday or Tuesday. The only thing is Instagram has been really, I don't know if it's because I'm a cigar related page, restricting me.
Jesus, what is going on?
I don't know what it is, because Instagram,
there's worse shit out there.
There's worse shit out there. There's
like practically porn on Instagram.
And you idiots are the ones who are paying me to go live and then they just strip it away.
Right.
So I'm going to disclose that I'm $600 that Instagram owes me and I haven't been paid yet. And I don't know if so they offer me this money.
Right.
I do the job.
Yeah.
I earn the money.
Yeah. Pay me the money.
And now it's silence.
Oh, that's some bullshit.
Which sucks. So really, I think I'm about to go ham on my YouTube.
We need to get on Twitch and do whatever we want.
You know who's on Twitch is Jordan.
Yeah.
God, I don't know how to work it.
Me either. So Jordan Brown, I've been asking him for months now. We need to figure this out. I need to
figure this out.
Yeah, we'll definitely figure that
People
out.
People love Twitch, so.
It's all over the place. And you're not as restricted.
And it sounds dumb. I'm like a millennial, so I should know all this stuff. I don't know anything about social media. I know Instagram and I know a little bit about YouTube. So my YouTube channel has taken like a little...
like a backseat.
Backseat.
Yeah. But okay. Ours has the same...
It's hard. YouTube is hard.
Everything's hard. There's Clubhouse, YouTube, TikTok, everything else.
There's so many platforms.
Fun. There is. And there's not a different way to get great at it. Yeah. I mean, unless, like when you were like, you have a social media person, I was like, fuck, I need an intro because I do everything. And I'm like, I'm just trying to do my best here.
Right. It's hard.
So, all right. Well, excellent. Well, listen, Ashley, thank you so much for joining us again. Be sure to check her out at Havana Phils. The IG is Ashley Smokin', correct?
Yes.
And that is spelled out.
A-S-H-L-E-Y-S-M-O-K-I-N.
There we go. Just want to make sure out there, because, you know, you're going to have people spelling it out differently. We don't want to fuck them all up. As always, big shout out to our sponsors again, Four Saints Brewing out in Asheboro, North Carolina. Be sure to check them out. Of course, the Believe Podcast Network, F45 in Greensboro on Lawndale Drive. If you want to get the best workout of your life, you get a free week just to test it out. Be sure to hit them up, F45 in Greensboro. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us.
Of course.
For all you out there, be sure to like, subscribe, everything she's got going on. The YouTube channel, real quick, what is the YouTube channel under?
It's Ashley Smokin'.
There you go.
Linked in my bio on Instagram.
There you go. Follow her on Instagram. You got all the links. Figure out when she's working, when she's got events going on, the whole nine yards. She's definitely going to be back. We got Zero Dark Thirsty shit coming up here shortly. All kinds of fun stuff. So friend of ours, she'll be a friend of yours. Like, subscribe, follow, and we'll catch you next time. Peace.
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.